Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I don't think that's a very good attitude.
It's Mike Shope.
You don't think? I don't think you should be butting in when I'm talking to my team. You're my assistant, okay? You're supposed to back me up and go get me juice boxes when I tell you. Now go get me a juice box.
You know who you're talking to.
It's the Bulldog.
I'm talking to the juice box guy.
You're crazy.
I'm not crazy. I'm just thirsty.
Why don't you go to hell?
No, you go to hell. While you're there, why don't you grab me a juice box?
I'm no juice box boy, I'll tell you that.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you
it's
are.
Mike Shope and the are. Bulldog. On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Hi there, here's to a fun week. Hot one, by the way. Not everybody who listens to us or watches us, as the case may be, is in the area, but we are at or near 90 today. That's a lot of the Northeast. Still, 100 watch. Let it commence today.
I was thinking about that when I saw this forecast midweek last week, heading into this week. But yeah, I forced that. I was, you know, I had a bet with Joe. It was already
right. You had a bet.
So like 3 years ago now.
Three or ten.
He's been gone from our show for a while, so it was while he was running our show, like Zach is now. And yeah, I had a bet we'd get to 100. I don't remember. I know I lost it. I'm sure I paid it because I'm a psycho about paying stuff off. I don't remember what the stakes were, but it was 100 by like the end of the, I don't know, September of 22.
It was $5 for every degree short of 100 was the year's high.
Sure.
That's what it should have been. That's what the bet should have been. If you got to 95, all right, this isn't going to be as costly as, you know, maybe an El Nino year or something where it just did not get that hot. I was in Albany for the weekend and just checking my weather app, like, oh, 98 on Monday. Probably happens here all the time. I don't know. That's not 100.
No.
But when it said 98 in Albany for today, it said 89 here or on the island. There's also the island factor.
Yeah, right. That's you got to
bring it down a few.
Yeah.
Up there. Oklahoma City wins the NBA championship. Is this, did I see maybe 8 years in a row where a different team has won the NBA title?
Seven it is. Right? Zach, did you held up seven fingers to me just now? Yes.
Seven?
I had just seen that also on social media. Yeah. 7 years in a row, different champ.
How many of us are left? How many, and we're two of us, how many franchises in the big four sports are still without a single championship? Throw out a number. I have the number. Throw out a number. We are two. There's a start.
In the so baseball, hockey, basketball, football.
Yes.
How many franchises? Oh, geez. I'm going to say 50.
Okay. I would have guessed like 25, and the answer is almost exactly right between our guesses.
Okay.
38. If you count the Arizona Coyotes, they are not the Utah franchise. Utah didn't take Arizona's stats to Utah. So the Utah is one, and what's their problem? Not having won a cup yet.
If Vegas was in the final their first year, I don't know. What are you doing over there, Utah? They and Seattle are lagging way behind.
Yes. Don't they know how easy it is? So Utah is one. Arizona, I've counted Arizona for this because they are inactive. Like, they're not dead.
Right.
But they're also not live.
Yeah,
whatever that is.
Because hockey's going to see fit to go back there again.
Is that like those bugs that, those bugs that just are non-existent for like 7 years? Every 7 years they come out.
Yeah, cicadas. Is that cicadas?
Is that the cicada?
I don't know.
Arizona cicadas.
Yeah,
should be their name.
That's what they should go with.
Because they're in that dormant kind of state.
They'll get around to redeveloping the Arizona market for the NHL right after they take a third run at Atlanta.
Okay,
because that seems like that's in the offing.
And, you know, I probably don't have to say this, but Atlanta wouldn't count because Winnipeg is Atlanta.
Right.
New Winnipeg is Atlanta. Old Winnipeg is Arizona, which are the cicadas now.
Which is they're dormant.
They're dormant.
Okay.
What a start.
Holy cow.
38 franchises. 11 in hockey. 12 in the NFL. That's the most. 10 in the NBA. And 5 in baseball. Did I count right? That's 38.
I wasn't keeping to. I don't check your math.
Do you feel
you should always check mine? I never check yours.
Do you feel like that's a number where you can feel a little bit better about Buffalo's state history? Can you look at it like that?
We
have a lot of company.
No, well, a reasonable amount of company, but the fact that Utah and even Arizona rate. And Utah's been in the league for exactly 2 years, and the Sabres were founded in 1970. Last year was the first year. Yeah, right. Okay, 1 year.
One.
Sorry, I rushed it. You know, that's not exactly, you know, they haven't been running the same race. I mean, you know, it's like a different level of achievement. There's not futility involved yet.
Also.
Because they just got there.
Also, a lot of these franchises are in places that have won in other sports.
Yeah, that helps.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, right. Detroit has never won the Super Bowl. They've got the Red Wings. They've got the Tigers. They've got the Pistons. I mean, they've won
in
multiple titles in all of those other sports.
Right.
So they're not wandering the desert. If you only care about the Lions, maybe you feel a little lonely about that. But you've had a lot of opportunity to celebrate your local team's successes.
But there are locales that do have, you know, a longing because they don't have what, say, Detroit has. Minnesota has the Twins, which won in 91 and in the 60s or the 50s. Mm-hmm. But their teams in the other three sports are all zeros. NBA, NHL, and NFL. And not even...
Don't get to count the Dallas Stars Cups from Minnesota.
No, you do not.
No,
and
I know, that's right.
I was about to say, the North Stars never even won.
Right.
Before they went to Dallas, and Dallas has won the one time.
Right.
Asterisk. So Minnesota has three franchises that have never won, and then they have the Twins. So, I mean, does that feel like...
Is that
like Champions Avenue or something? No.
And as much as I'd like 1991 to be just a few years ago, it's a long time ago.
It's a long time ago.
Yeah.
It's right. It's not in HD. It's in color, but it's not
right.
in HD. It's in a dome. So we had domes then. But yeah.
Right.
So Minnesota has three teams without a title. We have two. Seattle has two, including the Kraken. I mean, they're brand new, but they count. And the Mariners.
Right. But the Seahawks won pretty recently.
The Seahawks have the one against Peyton Manning.
Can I get away with pretty recently there?
When was it?
2013
or 14?
Somewhere in there.
14?
Yeah.
Not really. Mm-hmm. It's not that recent. Nope, nobody's still on the team, I bet.
It's more than 10 years ago.
I doubt there's a single guy that was on that team that's still there. Maybe. Like a kicker or something, but I doubt it.
Man, we're like 10 minutes into the week, and time is just kicking my ass over here.
You're having a shocker time.
Time has got the jersey pulled up over my head, and then I'm like, where are the linesmen?
How about Tennessee? So Tennessee Titans out of Nashville, no. Not, the Oilers count for that, too. That's a zero. The Predators made the finals once,
right.
But that's a zero. Got Phil Housley a promotion. good for him. Good timing there.
Yeah.
And Memphis, not Nashville, but Memphis in the NBA, nothing.
Right.
So there's that. And, you know, Vancouver, the Memphis Grizzlies used to be in Vancouver. They wiggled away on that one. They're not claiming that goose egg anymore. Indiana in the NBA, close. It was going to be them or Oklahoma City. Right. One of them was going to win their first.
But they've got the Colts.
They've got the Colts.
Which is also more than 20 years ago. Or is it exactly 20? What was that? Was that the 06 season or 05? I don't remember now.
When they won, there was 05 season.
Okay.
That's right.
So 20 years.
They beat the Bears.
Right.
Was that a real thing?
Yeah,
the Colts and the Bears?
No, Rex Grossman started the game. It doesn't count. If you go to like the Super Bowl Wikipedia page, it's omitted. There's just a line through it.
Hmm. Yeah, no, I don't know about that.
No.
San Diego.
Don't trust me.
San Diego Padres are on the zero list.
All right.
And the Chargers left.
But they left a goose egg behind.
That's right. That would have been a zero, but they left. So, 38. There's 38 teams.
I don't...
Utah has two.
It doesn't... That doesn't buffer it much, really, because some of it is so new, and we're just on like lifetime here. So even if, I don't know, how would it, if the Bills had won one of those four in the 90s, mm-hmm. and we had that, I think we've pondered this before, how different are our lives right now? I think marginally, if at all, different. Because I think it's so long ago, we're talking to people who weren't alive for it on a daily basis. And those people, you know, we would go, oh, you know, sit down and let grandpa tell you a story about when the Bills won the Super Bowl back in 1992.
Right around that Twins moment there.
Right. Like we'd have that, but I'd like to think, as much as I will tell you that winning, seeing my favorite baseball team win and then win four in the span of 13 or 14 years, whatever the timeline is there, sort of dampened how much I feel attached to the Red Sox. I don't know. I really hadn't stumbled into that opinion until 2004, and really then through the aughts where they won and then won again and one more time. It's sort of like, I don't know. You're just kind of any old team now. I think if the Bills had won in 1992, I'd be all back to like dying for it to happen.
I think it's big. For me, it's big. It would depend on your age and, you know, your level of sanity or whatever, mm-hmm. like how seriously you take sports, because I'm on the more serious end, I think, of that spectrum. But I don't think about it like consciously very often. And so this question is not something like I have a ready answer to.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think the zero, it's the Bills and the Sabres together for this. And I think it means a lot. And if they'd won, if the Bills had won in, actually, it might depend on which one. But if the Bills had won the last Super Bowl, that's like a movie.
Right, because if
they won the first right. one, then they're like kind of losers almost anyway. I mean,
they did get a documentary, but you know whatever. Yeah,
they needed to lose them all to get the movie.
Right,
but they're a different. It's a different movie. It's right. a scripted movie. If you win the fourth one
yep.
as a double digit underdog, like it's all good.
Yeah,
if they beat
that's right
Dallas in 28, it's all good. It's incredible. Like they mm-hmm. the resilience, all the stuff
they stuck with it.
They get credit for already right. from their fans, you know, and a few other people. So. I think that's important to my, like, kind of, I don't know, what's the word? What the Bills and Sabres are to me is it's different if it's one. It's also different if it's one from before I was born or something. Like, the AFL is its own thing. It's a championship.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't lose to anybody. They won their last game.
Right. Twice in a row.
Twice in a row in a league of 8 or 10. So, you know, people will count that.
Mm-hmm.
More people will count that. The people who were there will count that.
Right.
Like that lived it. If the Sabres had won in 75, I don't know. Does that change anything for me? It's just, it's the Chiefs before Mahomes. Like, yeah. the Chiefs had one from, you know, the 60s, and what do you do with it? But it's at least it's one.
Yeah.
It's. I think it's big.
It is. It's funny. I'm just thinking about the AFL thing and how, like, I know we both have known people, and some of the people are the same people that are very proud of that and want to remind you about it whenever we talk like this. You know, but the no championships. You know, the Bandits people are more current, and that's on the other side of that too. That's there. But I'm thinking, as you're talking about the AFL, I'm thinking about my dad, who's going to be 92 in September, and so he went to games there. Like I can still remember him and my uncle and my older cousins talking about guys on those teams, but he never ever. I can remember one time has referenced those as championships that they fill up a space where we want a Super Bowl to be for him. Like it's a very, I don't know, maybe he's an anomaly. I don't know, but that's just, my dad is not one who wants to remind me. You know, he does listen pretty regularly to us and we talk like this, and I never get a call like, you know, they won in 65. Yeah, ever. It's like, he's not walking around with that in a knapsack or something.
I wouldn't blame anybody for doing that, though.
No, I wouldn't either. I think it's curious that he, whatever. Anyway, go ahead.
What are the Leafs? How many banners hang at their arena? Is it 11? Maybe, is that the number?
The Leafs
have like 11 cups.
It's a big number, yeah.
I'm not sure I'm right, but some number, like, I think it's double digits. Well, how many teams did they play? They played fewer teams in maybe every one of those seasons than the Bills did in the AFL.
Yeah, it was a six-team league the whole time.
Six-team league. So how many of Montreal's cups? Actually, they still have a lot from post-expansion.
They do, yeah.
But, you know, I think you can count the 60s Bills. Nobody does, right? Nobody does, because then you have – it's not wrong or anything, but then you have two champions – that exists now in professional football for every one of those years of the 60s. Or, you know, at least until Super Bowl I. And that's kind of annoying for the record books. You have 50 seasons, you have 50 champions.
The merger is a perfectly acceptable line of demarcation as far as I'm concerned. Like the Super Bowl being the Super Bowl, even though it wasn't officially called the Super Bowl that first year, is still like that. That's the championship we're all chasing. So, you know, I'm not just because my dad doesn't seem to care that much, or you know, maybe I've just never talked about it. And it's so long ago that he just, you know, is going to bring it up himself. But I'm sure plenty of people will hold it up, and that I'm not criticizing that. But I do think the Super Bowl era is, you know, that is football as we have come to know it. So that counts, you know, that counts for more. You know, we're not going back into like pre-Major League Baseball days to count anything the Bisons did when they were in the whatever league they were in, playing like by the Peace Bridge or whatever. Like it's just,
we should. It's not. Know your history. The Federal League, right?
Yeah.
The Buffalo Buffeds. We should look them up and see if they ever won it. I don't think they did. Well, who's to say that in a century, the NFL hasn't merged with some other league, like an international league, probably, right? It would be some league in Europe and China and South America. Like there's just sort of these new football leagues. This is probably the vision. In decades in the future, there's professional football in all these other parts of the globe that measures up, that rises to the level of the NFL and can beat the teams in the NFL, you know, just theoretically. And then if that happens, now you have a 200-team
Super League.
Right. Does anybody care about the last 50 years?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
First of the NFL anymore when they consider championships. The NFL, football people love to use the term world champions. McDermott uses it, which is obnoxious. Play one parentheses one team from another country, you know, ever.
Yeah,
and beat them for a trophy then. But, you know, that has never happened. It's not the Bills' fault. It's not the Chiefs' fault. It's just like, get out of here with world champions. I mean, there are other places, you know. So let's say, you know, you have this Super League and other countries are good enough and it sort of grows like that. And do we care? Maybe as Americans we care about the Super Bowl era, but otherwise...
Yeah.
Doesn't really, it's not as big a thing as the actual world championship would be.
Right. I appreciate that this is entirely theoretical. I think that is going to happen to some degree, but it's going to be under the NFL umbrella. It's not going to be some startup league from Taiwan that suddenly gets competitive enough. Like, oh, look, they've got players that are as good as Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen were. We should probably put them in the league. I think the league is, that's been slowly going on here. That's what all these Europe games are about, is I think eventually, you know, getting over there. It might take another 20 years. To have like an actual European division or something, but I think I want to say hopefully I hope in my lifetime I hope I'm around for another 20 years at least that we get there.
It's really I don't know if it's much to differentiate like that. It's just I'm just saying like what happened to the AFL? Why is the AFL history minimized? It's because the NFL they merged, but the NFL got to keep the name and. That was contested, but the NFL got to keep the name, and so there were NFL champions pre-merger, and there are NFL champions since, and there are no AFL champions anymore.
Yeah, I wonder when I'm going to just say when, because I do think that is going to happen at some point here. Does the name of the league become, what, the International Football League? Because they've got a division of, you know, four teams or maybe four-team divisions in Europe or Asia or wherever. Like, are they going to change the name of the league?
You know, actually, I just thought of this. So I want rights.
Okay.
If it's actually that good. I know it's original. The World League of American Football.
Oh.
You could actually have it be called the World League of American Football. Then is everybody happy? Oh. That was already a thing in the 90s? Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That's right. I forgot about my pro set football cards. We had the Berlin.
Some of us made somebody's. Fun of it by calling it the We Laugh.
Is that? You did that?
Yeah. Yeah.
We had the London Broil or whatever it was.
I don't remember.
I don't think that's right. Which team did Kurt Warner play for? Maybe he played for London? Anyway, so Where were we? 38 franchises have yet to win a championship in one of the big four sports. That's down from 39 after last night, but which was going to happen because they both were on that list. What a bummer.
Ugh.
I did not. My son and I had a long driving weekend again, and we were getting home by about 8. And I asked him, would you want to watch game 7 with me? And what my kids say when they want to say no, but they don't want to say no. They say, maybe a little bit. Like they don't want to, but they don't want to say no.
Right.
So maybe a little bit. So I knew that was a no. And I wasn't really, I watched an old Top Chef, just first quarter. But I said to him, you know, if it's the fourth quarter and it's close, I'm going to go to it.
Yeah.
I don't need the whole thing, but I'll go to it if it's the fourth quarter and it's close. And I went to Twitter and like the injury.
I was watching and it looked like it was setting up to be a very competitive, memorable game 7. And I guess it still is. I mean, somebody won a championship and we had this injury, so you're going to remember it. But I just mean like hotly contested, really good game down to the wire maybe. Although, you know, it's early, but still, Indiana was in the lead most of the first while Halliburton was on the court and even for a little while after. But then
didn't they lead at halftime?
It just, yeah, right. Okay, thank you. Yes. So they were, you know, in great shape. And then
I loved Lebatard on this point today. I saw a clip of him talking, and it was how every team in the NBA over the years that's been as dominant as Oklahoma City was rolled through the postseason, and this team couldn't do it.
Right.
And they had a chance to get beat. And that's what the injury cost the history is like. It's not like it couldn't have happened anymore, but like such a blow. And he's like, I wanted to see whether those young guys on Oklahoma City could actually survive it.
Yeah.
And we didn't really get to find out.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You missed out. So, and they pulled
Wins
away.
A win.
Yeah, sure. And they look set up real nice. I mean, I don't follow the league closely enough to have I just don't have a strong opinion on their style. There's a lot of talk, you know, by people who do follow the league much more closely than myself about the foul baiting with SGA and whatnot, and so like style wise, they're smothering defensively. I can appreciate smothering defense. The guy that stood out to me the most watching the series, again, not like super intently, but you know, casually, it's on, the game's on, I'm watching, is this Holmgren guy. Like he defensively is just everywhere for a guy that's 7 feet tall. He might weigh like 125 pounds at 7 feet tall. I mean, he is about an inch wide, but he moves defensively so well. It's not graceful, but he gets in the way. He is very effective, and he's very young. I think he's still got room to get better, and like that's the guy that I'm most interested in on that team, even though they have the MVP on the team. I mean, no slight on him, but I'm curious to see what Holmgren turns into.
I have been described just that way. He's not graceful, but he gets in the way. That's right. I sort of just get in your way ungracefully. 803-0550. We'll get to some Bill stuff here, and also it being the week of the NHL draft, Chad DeDominicis will start our discussions off today from Expected Buffalo on the Sabres' state of things, the draft this weekend. He's been doing some trade ideas on his site and on Twitter. So that'll be today. Lines are open for you. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. Thanks for listening. This is WGR.
We need a tie out there, and he's been good for us all year. And for him to go down, getting a game like that, it's like it sucked the soul out of us. I ain't gonna say out of everybody, but I don't feel like I played good because I was thinking about it the whole day and I felt like it was my fault.
Tyrese Halliburton's Indiana Pacers teammate, Obi Toppin. He will lose now, Halliburton, you would think, all of next season.
Yeah, that seems likely. Yeah.
So if you knew that, if he knew that last night, that's not really a fair question, but does he play? Like, how about that outcome?
Yeah.
That not only does he get hurt during the game and can't continue in the game, but he loses a year, too. I mean, you can't really ask a question like that. It's just
yeah,
so much worse.
Yeah, it is. I mean, and especially because he was, I think, if I've got the timeline right, pretty obviously hindered in Game 5, which is when he hurt it originally, but was pretty well, like, well enough to be effective in Game 6. And so you think, like, probably, yeah, this isn't the best thing to do, and it's probably going to be some price to pay, but, you know, I'm fine. You know, I'm not at my best. That stinks. But I'm going to go give it a go. And then that happens. Just, yeah, that was very tough to watch. The whole thing. I mean, just you had to feel for him immediately. I think his reaction told you he thought he knew what that injury was. It's one of those, you know, they're not going to tell you ahead of time, and they're not guessing on the network television broadcast, but you could see it on the replay that it was, you know, just like the Rodgers thing, and any of these that you've seen that the calf reacts that way, just like, oh, that looks like an Achilles tear.
You don't need to be, you know, an actual doctor.
Right.
Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
They wouldn't say it. They'll never say it until they know.
Right.
But Twitter knows. They slow it down. You can see it. It's one thing.
Yeah.
Remember my brother-in-law with Rodgers. Just, I mean, the season is just starting, and he goes down, he gets up, and then he sits down. And he thought he knew right away. That he thought, I'm saying my brother-in-law thought he knew right away what Rodgers' injury was, and maybe Rodgers did too.
Right.
Just like, it's just different than any other injury you watch happen. Because the player isn't like screaming or anything like that. He's not rolling around. He's just like,
yeah.
I mean, that's not a quote, but right. I think it'd be like that.
Yeah, it has been described to that I've read numerous accounts where it feels like nothing else. Like there's it's an injury. Like you can twist your knee, twist an ankle, and not know, what did I just do? Did I dislocate something? Did I tear something? What, we're gonna need MRIs and figure out what this. Like, I think it happens to you when you go, oh, I think that's what that is. There's not a lot of room for the imagination there. It's just, I think I know what happened there.
Mike Schoep and the Bulldog at 803-0550. I'm not expecting you to know this or care, but I've said it before. I will tell you, like, I am not an ice cream guy at all. Cookies, ice cream, I'm just not really, like, into that. That, like, sweets and desserts and everything. Pie once in a while for the holidays, but really, like, not my thing. Today is the kind of day where I could be tempted by ice cream. Mm-hmm. It's the kind of day where I could be tempted. It's hot in here, like we're outside. I mean, it's just, I'm wiping sweat as we speak from my forehead, which is great.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Do you follow Treehouse Brewing?
I do not. I'm familiar with their brands, but I do not follow them.
Western Massachusetts. I've been there. Their signature beer, I think I could say, is called Julius. That's my son's name. So I follow Treehouse. And they had a tweet today about a beer that is fashioned after an ice cream flavor that they described as, quote, low-key the best ice cream flavor. Now, this could be a lot of flavors. There's a lot of personal preference. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of different ones. Vanilla. I mentioned my son. Vanilla is his favorite ice cream flavor. Can't be considered low-key. There's nothing low-key about vanilla. It's not like, it's not sort of hard to find. You know, it's not right. It's not low-key.
It's not a flavor. Yeah, many people would say that's my favorite ice cream.
Yes, if there were a poll, like Twitter gives you four options. Very possible vanilla should be, or could be one of the four. Mm-hmm. Chocolate, right? Chocolate isn't low-key.
No.
Either, right? Obviously. So what is in their, you know, promotion? Right? Who knows who really thinks this? Mm-hmm. But I wanted to run it by you. Low-key, the best ice cream flavor, black raspberry chocolate chip. Now, apparently that's a flavor. I don't think I've ever had. I think I've had black raspberry ice cream.
I've had chocolate chip ice cream. I've never had them together.
Yeah. Right. So I do have a choice for this. As rare as it is that I will eat ice cream, I did as a kid, right? But I just never eat ice cream as an adult. No reason. I just don't. I'll end up with chips instead, or like a hot dog or something. No. You know, when I'm making what I think is probably a bad choice late at night, whatever.
Right.
It's usually not ice cream. It's never ice cream. But I would say what flavor came to mind for me, low-key the best, strawberry cheesecake. Respect it?
I like strawberry. I always like strawberry ice cream. As I've gotten older, I have favored French vanilla ice cream as my favorite and best flavor. But when I was a kid, that was my strawberry was my go-to if we went to whatever Big Wheel or what you know the ice cream places, not custard places, but an ice cream place where you get scoops on a cone and strawberry with the chunks of frozen strawberry in there. That was pretty hot.
But not strawberry cheesecake.
No, I don't even know exactly what I know what strawberry cheesecake probably is.
You know, it has a cheesecake kind of consistency. Yeah, strawberry swirls.
Yeah.
Maybe little chunks. Maybe.
Yeah. I need the chunks.
I don't know if I can help you.
I crave the chunks.
I don't know if I can give you the chunks.
Yeah.
But
strawberry cheesecake beer then? Is that what we're talking about here?
No, that's not. I don't know of it being a beer.
Oh.
Black raspberry chocolate chip.
Oh, that's the
is a beer.
Okay, yep. I did follow that. I was mistaken. Yeah.
Like a stout.
Yeah. I've never really liked black raspberry ice cream. I like raspberries.
Oh, it's a seltzer.
Oh.
By the way, it's not a stout. It's a seltzer.
Okay. Well, that makes
But you could do you could do both. You could make that into a dark beer.
Sure, you could.
Maybe not. It wouldn't be chocolate chip. It would just be chocolate.
Right.
Black raspberry or raspberry chocolate.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's out there as a beer.
Yeah, it's got to be.
Got to be 1,000 of them.
Right.
But this is black raspberry chocolate chip seltzer.
All right.
If you're into that.
I'm not sure I want a chocolate flavor in a seltzer. I don't know. That's making my stomach gurgle just like thinking about processing that. I don't know. I don't think I could handle that. It's not the right combination of things there. Bubbles and chocolate.
Bubbles and chocolate.
I really.
Bubbles and chocolate.
I don't like how this is making my stomach feel. I don't like. But black raspberries. My mom used to get black raspberry ice cream. Or maple walnut. I think those were her two like go-tos when we were kids. We'd hop in the station wagon and go out for ice cream. And I feel like I remember her getting maple walnut and black raspberry. And I never really...
Can't mix them.
No, definitely not. No, I'm not... It would be, you know, separate cones. Not even one of each or something on a cone. But I never really liked the... I don't know. There's something about the black raspberry that doesn't really appeal to me, even though I like raspberry.
It's a cool color.
Yeah, it is.
Magenta.
It looks like I'm going to like it. I remember thinking, mommy, let me try that. That looks like... No. I'm not getting it done for me.
Strawberry cheesecake or blueberry cheesecake ice cream, there's got to be a better way to describe it, but it's almost like it's a little bit chewy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Where you're getting the flavors, but it's also like a little bit of a different consistency.
Yeah.
I think. Would not be a good beer. Or even seltzer, perhaps. How would I know? Maybe it is. I mean, maybe it's brilliant.
Listen, if black raspberry chocolate chip is working as a seltzer, I think they're no holds barred.
It's good enough for Treehouse. It's probably good.
I think anything goes.
I'm thinking they know they can sell it.
Right.
I'll tell you where I would have wanted one was that when I was in their 5-mile-long line to get in. The one time I was there, I could have used one of these seltzers standing in that line. Out in the sun. I never made it inside. Maybe it doesn't count that I was there. I parked. I stood in line at the place, but the line was so long, I was on my way back from Boston alone. I'm just not going to stand here all day and then go drink two beers, then get back in the car for 5 hours.
Yeah, so, that doesn't seem ideal at all.
Oh, this would have been a good idea for Saturday night, actually. Maybe a little bit far. I was in Albany. Still, like that, I bailed. Like, I never, never made it inside. Does that count as being there?
I think so.
All right.
Yeah. You have a story. I was there. I couldn't wait any longer.
I was there.
Yeah.
I was not in there.
That works. That's not like just being in an airport in a city.
You weren't at the Bills game, though, if you just went to the tailgate.
No.
You'd have to go in.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
To the stadium to Correct. Count that as being at the game.
Yeah.
You're not at the game if you're just in the parking lot.
That's right.
Yeah, so,
but this is different. Like, there's not. Yeah, I mean, you don't need an admission ticket. You are waiting in a line, but you went there with the intention of walking in there like a normal person would walk into a brewery and trying their beer and walking out with some. But it became too cumbersome, so you had to leave.
It was just going to be hours. I think
you were there. Yeah. I'm giving you that you were there.
I was not at Red Rocks. I'm wearing a shirt today.
That's the Red Rocks logo. That is a really sharp shirt.
It was a gift for me.
Sharp.
By my,
I went with
wife.
Sharp.
She was there last Monday, and I'm wearing it anyway. I've never been to Red Rocks, but I can't even say Red Rocks. Rewind. Red Rocks. I've never been there, but I'm wearing the shirt anyway, making it seem like I have. Just telling you, right. I know I haven't. I'm not. You know, looking for, there's no stolen valor here.
Yeah, I don't feel like you're being a poser about it. It's a cool shirt.
It's a gift.
Your
and
family
I'm wearing
was
it.
There, and that counts.
I'll take it. Just whatever it is. Say, go ahead.
For those not watching,
go ahead and post.
Those not watching on the Twitch or the YouTube, it's the iconic, you know, the Red Rocks, the view you know, and a Yeti playing the guitar. Which
is that what it is?
I think that's that's like Bigfoot.
Right.
That's pretty cool. He's got
He did a show there.
Cowboy hat on, too. Yeah, he opened for Isbell. I was there. Yeah.
Chad DeDominicis coming up at 4. We'll talk Sabres. Mike Schopen and the Bulldog here, WGR. All right, off and rolling here on a very hot Monday in Western New York. Mike Schopen and the Bulldog. Everything's in place. I've got my water, my other drink, my notebook. Last thing written in the notebook. It's only used for work. Lydell Mitchell. The name Lydell Mitchell from Friday's show. Bulldog went on a Lydell Mitchell
that,
run.
That did come up at the golf course on Saturday. I couldn't remember, honestly, what I said. Was I going to use it when I was excited? Like I hit a good shot and I'm going to yell, Lydell Mitchell!
Yeah, just anything. Just get it out there.
But one of the starters over there at Delaware Park heard that and was wondering, has there been any mention of Lydell Mitchell so far today?
I'll be happy when I hear it on a PGA event as one of the things they yell like mashed potatoes.
Oh, God. Right. It's going to take me going to a PGA event and feeling like I want to be one of those yabos that yells that.
Which, can you imagine a worse existence than being somebody who would yell anything at a golf event?
No. No.
I can't either.
No.
I was only able to listen to the final round yesterday on my drive home. Didn't see it, but it was probably pretty,
it was,
I don't know, tough to watch or interesting.
I mean, you had a little of everything there. I mean, even Henley chips in from the fringe. Like, he looks like he's dead in the water, but he makes this miraculous chip from, I don't know, 65 feet or so. Maybe it wasn't that far, but whatever. He chipped in, and so he's now, if everybody misses, he's got to look at being in a three-man playoff with Bradley and Fleetwood. If you were really rooting for Fleetwood, then it had to be tough, I think, to watch. But Bradley made shots. I mean, he got within 6 feet or 5 feet from out in the fairway with his second on 18. So credit to him. It's not like it was just a gift.
No, it sounded like a choke, though.
But Fleetwood, he bogeyed 17 and 18, I think, is what he did. So it was tough for him. But I'm having a hard time with this Bradley.
Really?
He's the captain of the Ryder Cup team, and like, so now he's sort of become this sort of Captain America persona, yeah. And everybody's like chanting, you know, USA, USA. He's walking up the fairway, and like, I don't know. I don't really know. It's not a guy that I've ever had a real strong opinion about either way. He's a big guy, so I give him credit for keeping a golf swing together. You know, there's a lot of elbows and knees in there for a guy that size, and he manages to pull it off, obviously, well enough. But I'm just, him being positioned as this, if Captain America is just a bit of a struggle for me. Like, I don't know. He's leaning into it, though. I mean, he's super pumped up and excited, and I don't know. Now there's talk about him actually playing. He had said, he was going to be a non-playing captain, but now that he won a tournament, it's like the door's open. Like, maybe I'm one of the best choices.
I think of the Ryder Cup captain being someone much older than he is usually. He's 39. Isn't it somebody like Crenshaw was?
Right.
Like, you're kind of done.
Well, there's no question about the guy playing, really.
Yeah, you're kind of done as a player. Davis Love was this, I think. Other guys, just like, it's kind of over. Their careers are kind of over.
Yeah.
This guy's 39 and he's the. Are we out of ideas? Like, I mean.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what happened there.
We always lose the Ryder Cup. Maybe somebody thought, let's change it up.
Yeah.
Get somebody younger. We can maybe try someone from the junior ranks next time if this one doesn't go well. Right. Ryder Cup is at Bethpage.
Right.
Be pretty cool. Yes.
And that's this fall. It's this year.
This fall.
Right. Right.
Henley, by the way, so he loses by one. Did you see the thing about him and the penalty stroke?
Yes, on Saturday.
On Friday.
Oh, Friday
I think it was.
Yeah, you know, you're right. Nance said it yesterday. Was it Nance? Was it CBA? Yeah. Nance said it yesterday and then corrected himself.
Oh.
He said yesterday and then said, no, wait, I misspoke. It was Friday. Anyway, so
did
yeah.
Did Nance have anything to say about whether Russell Henley's window is still open?
I didn't catch it.
Yes, so I guess like nobody saw it.
Right.
It wasn't one of those that TV noticed or who knows what somebody on their, you know, rocking chair can see and call in. That's happened in golf. But he said as he was taking the club back, his ball moved. And he hit it on the green. And he might have thought, like, nobody, well, he didn't look at it that way. He wasn't sure, no one was sure whether anybody would have noticed it. But he said, you know, he just penalized himself one stroke and he lost by one.
Yeah.
That's a penalty? Should be harder.
I guess.
It should be the other way. If the ball moves while you're swinging the club and you can still stick it, give him extra credit.
This happened to me yesterday. It was really windy when we were starting our round. We played out at Eden Valley Golf Club yesterday, Owen and I. And I had a little chip line, like a little uphill on the edge of the green kind of shot. And it was really, really windy enough that, like, I was taking my hat off and handing it to my son to hold while I was hitting ball. Because my hat's going to blow off. I'm going to distract you. I'm waiting to chip. But before I hit it, it rolled a little. And I was like, what, I didn't know about this thing with Henley at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I went to hit it. I stopped and went, the ball moved. And then I hit it.
I don't know if that's a penalty.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't know like at the grounding, time that it would be considered a penalty.
It might have changed too, but I'm thinking of like British Open Championships where like if you ground the putter, the ball is on the green, you ground the putter and the ball moves, like maybe that counts.
Mm-hmm.
I don't ask me that one, but anyway. He gave himself a penalty that maybe no one else detected.
I think when you are playing golf on TV, even if you feel like you're in some remote area of the course and no one is going to see you do something, I think that you should want to do it anyway, right? It's an honest gentleman's game, and like I know the rules, and this is a violation, so I'm going to report it. I think when the TV cameras, no matter where you are, I think you just have to, because if you get outed later, that's bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what are you going to do then? I didn't even notice that it moved.
No one's going to believe
no
that.
No one's going to buy that.
That's right.
So you really have to, I think, police yourself because you risk your reputation getting really damaged.
The NHL draft is this weekend. We'll talk about it with Chad DeDominicis of Expected Buffalo after the update. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.